probably live on one side, like a street sort of would make the boundary. Mm-hmm. And the blacks would live on one side of the street and whites on the other. It's not anything definite though, because the blacks sort of gradually cross on and come into the white community. And they're gradually moving up into it, they're gradually moving north into the white community. And so it's, you know, the area is sort of definite to a degree, but it's like one black doesn't live way over in, you know, a white town, except for some apartments they've just built, which are government funded or government subsidies, and they do have blacks and whites in them. But like it's, you could probably pretty well sketch a line around the black and white community. We're separated, but then again, like it's not just a border. You know, they don't come across. They sort of drifted in a couple all the way around.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there was a community. Okay, what do you consider yourself in terms of the financial strata? I'm looking for certain words.
Okay. Well, middle class, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess most people they consider themselves middle class.
Yeah. And what about people above middle class?
About people above middle class? What do you mean? What do I consider them?
What are they?
I just consider them upper middle class or either upper class.
Okay.
There's not really any other way, I guess, to do it. If you're talking about Fort Meade, if there are a lot of upper class, that's what you want to know.
No, I was just looking for terms. Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's.
All right. Well, what defines for you middle class? The difference between middle class and upper? Is there an upper middle class and then an upper class, or is it just?
Yeah, that's a good question. the middle class. As far as income, it would be hard for me to define that.
Okay, but
I would say middle class. That would be someone that worked at a job that brought in a comfortable, but not superfluous salary. You know, nothing
okay.
really great, but nothing really small. I mean, they weren't having to pinch pennies.
Okay.
And like, to be honest with you, I would consider my family actually in the upper middle class, where my father doesn't work on a salary base. He works maybe on a salary base, but we have to grow. And it does bring in more than what he would make probably on the salary of the job. And plus, when he worked at the Coke plant, when he owned that, he brought in more than what he would on just working at a job, you know, an 8-hour job every day, making whatever the guys with the money. He brings in more than that. So we're not rich by any standard. But then again, we're not grubbing around trying to big worms. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, we live a comfortable income. I would say I went to Emory, and we have 3 or 4 cars. I'm not sure what we have now.
Oh, you're not doing
and, you know, he hasn't complained too much or said that we're trying to get back to breaking. But yet, we couldn't go out and just build a nice, expensive home somewhere and really live life to its fullest or, you know,
yeah.
Everyone will waste away. You know, but we can live comfortably and not have to worry, I think, at the moment.
Okay. Alrighty. Local landmarks. Do you have any
local
kind of...
Local landmarks.
Yeah. You have any kind of, like, parks, things like that?
We do have a park.
We
have a park in City Limits. In fact, it's across from Doug's house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Doug's house, huh?
And just the side of the old fort. They had a fort for me. And, actually...
Is that a Doug's thing?
Yes. What it was, the reason how I got Fort Meade was... It was a fort there, and I think they lost communication with him or something. And so an expedition was set out to find him. The General Meade, that was in the, you know, Union soldier, or Union general, he led this. I think he was like a lieutenant or something, and he was leading this, or he was taking part in it. And he found the fort, and so they named it in honor of him, Fort Meade.
Well, do you have do you have any kind of names for this park? Somebody outside, like I would know.
I know, it's just the park.
Yeah,
they go to a couple of other parks.
Yeah.
Okay, there's what they call, I would call it a city park.
Okay.
But there's a place downtown, I think, called the city park. It's just a small area with the flowers and stuff, but I call that the city park. But then now they have another one that most people refer to as a city park, and it's been built out across the river.
Yeah.
There's some old land donated by the phosphate company, I guess, so they helped develop it.
Yeah,
so they have a big pavilion there, and they call it out the city.